Phil Scott delivered his State of the State address this afternoon, and he devoted the entire speech to one issue, education reform. The 35-minute address included a stern ultimatum to lawmakers, and Capitol Bureau reporter Peter Hirschfeld joins us now to talk about what the governor is demanding and how lawmakers are responding. Hey there, Pete.
Good to be with you, Mary.
It's unusual for a governor, right, to stick to a single issue during the State of the State. Why do you think Phil Scott decided to do that today?
It is unusual. The last time this happened was in 2014 when Governor Peter Shumlin devoted the entirety of his State of the State address to the issue of opioid addiction. And I think Phil Scott probably had the same reason for focusing on education reform today as Shumlin did back then, which is he thinks this is an existential policy issue that Vermont has to confront and has to confront right now. Education spending has risen by $900 million over the last decade. Even as student enrollment shrinks, geographic inequities and academic and career and technical opportunities are becoming even more pronounced. I've talked to a lot of Vermonters who feel like they're being taxed out of their homes. The governor and the lawmakers signed off on an education reform compromise last year that's designed to fix all that. And it sets in motion some of the biggest changes to Vermont's education system in almost 40 years. But that law, it's called Act 73, it's running into some political headwinds, headwinds that are related to a provision that requires the legislature to force Vermont's 119 school districts to merge into much larger governance entities. A lot of lawmakers are openly asking now whether or not those forced mergers have the political support needed to pass this year. But Phil Scott made it very clear today that he's prepared to undertake some pretty drastic measures if Democrats in the House and Senate don't make it happen.
Yes. What is exactly Governor Scott threatening to do if Democratic lawmakers don't, you know, follow through on these forced mergers?
He is effectively taking the state budget and other key bills hostage to use as leverage in education reform negotiations. The governor says he won't allow a state budget or a tax bill to go into law until and unless the democratically controlled legislature creates new school district maps. I've talked to a number of key lawmakers in recent weeks, including some Republicans, who've talked about alternative pathways to the funding reforms envisioned in Act 73. And other ways to improve student outcomes without first forcing school districts to merge. But we saw Phil Scott draw a very clear line in the sand today, and he's made it clear to the legislature that he will accept nothing less than the reform path that is outlined in Act 73 as we know it right now.
You talked to some lawmakers this afternoon after the State of the State. What are they saying now?
General agreement is what I'm hearing with the governor on the state of affairs in education. There are not very many lawmakers who don't agree that Vermont has an education spending problem and that it's going to take drastic action to resolve it. But people generally don't like being threatened. And most of the Democrats I spoke with this afternoon said this ultimatum is not a helpful addition to what is already a volatile political environment when it comes to education reform. They say they remain committed to most of the key principles in Act 73, but they say it's going to require some give and take on all sides. And they're hoping the governor will be a willing and flexible partner in those negotiations as this debate makes its way through the legislative process this year.
Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld. Thanks so much, Pete.
Yeah, thank you, Mary.
And this note to check out vermontpublic.org for more from Hirschfeld and reporter Lola DeFore. It'll be jam-packed with additional context and analysis on the governor's State of the State address.